Songstress, and you are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
What if the second deadliest cancer in men and women could be prevented? Would you try to avoid the pain? And what if you could protect yourself without leaving your home? Colorectal cancer is highly preventable. Screening is important, safe, and most people have options. Ask your doctor which screening test is right for you. Learn more from the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at getscreened.org.
WRCT
Pittsburgh
88.3. We are scientists in our lab. The little glass slides, they never lie. How can this fall my code? I've never seen anything like it before. This amoeba's got a mind of its own. But don't turn your back to stupid science world. This is reaching for the telephone.
My fellow Americans, I would just like to say now, as an expert on the subject, that WRCT Pittsburgh does not blow. Thank you.
Now, opening the vaults on over 100 years of recorded music history. Welcome to Cruisin' the Decades, Global Edition. One song per decade, 100 years of music in 1 hour. Get ready to go cruising through 100 years of popular music. This is a journey through music history from someone with a rather ridiculous record collection. Here's your host for Cruisin' the Decades, Brad Savage. If I snare, Brad Savage.
A little bit of magic in your ears around the world as the transmission begins now. This is Cruisin' the Decades, over 100 years of music in 1 hour, a musical time travel history journey. And this is show number 150. CruisinTheDecades.com. On today's show, remembering Brian Wilson. And we'll join in the chant of remembrance for UK industrial artist Douglas McCarthy. And something about Spearmint or Bubblegum Overnight, a song you won't believe is as old as it really is. Also, the singing governor of Louisiana with a number one hit while he was in office in 1945. In the 90s, an animation meets live action film with a bunch of heavy hitters on the soundtrack. One song per decade on Cruisin' the Decades, and we're going to begin with a song that goes back to 1911 and 1912. It was one of the biggest songs of the day. And recently, my 11-year-old son, David, and I stayed up real late and watched the movie Titanic. He likes 80s and 90s films. He likes the storytelling more than the big action and the special effects of today. So we really got into the story and the history of Titanic. Well, the RMS Titanic sank in April of 1912 in the North Atlantic. And in the movie, I didn't remember this because I haven't seen that film in 15 years. In the movie, a couple times they reference a very popular song of the day, Come Josephine in My Flying Machine. It dates back to 1911 by Ada Jones and Billy Murray, a duet of two of the biggest popular singers of the day. Let's start the show with Come Josephine in My Flying Machine on Cruisin' the Decades.
Come
Let us fly, dear.
Where, kid?
To the sky, dear.
Oh, you flying machine.
Jump in, Miss Josephine.
Yip, ahoy!
Oh, joy, what a feeling.
We'll go through the ceiling, oh, high.
Hoopla, we fly to the sky so high.
From Josephine in my flying machine, going up, she goes up. She goes, balance yourself like a bird on a beam in the air. She goes, there she goes, up, up, a little bit higher. Oh my, the moon is on fire. Come Josephine in my flying machine, going up, hold on, goodbye.
Technology and the evolution of musical styles of popular music through the decades and beyond. Over 100 years of music. This is the global edition of Cruisin' the Decades, broadcast worldwide on AM, FM, and shortwave.
I don't know what to do. Hallelujah, the your question is peculiar. It's got me on the go. I give a lot of dough. If someone here would tell me, is it yes or is it no? Does the spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight?
If you chew it in the morning, will it be too hard to bite?
Can't you see I'm going crazy? Won't somebody put me right?
Does the spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight?
The nation rose as one and sent its favorite son to the White House. This mighty country's lighthouse, he saw the president. He said that I've been sent to solve the burning question that involves the continent. Does the spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight?
Would you use it on your collar when your bunk was not in sight?
Put your hand beneath your seat and you will find it there all right.
Does the spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight?
Does the spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight?
If your teacher tells you not to chew it, swallow it for spite.
Could you grab it with your tonsils and then swing it left and right?
Does the spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight?
Here comes a blushing bride, the boob right at her side. So the altar as steady as Gibraltar.
The bridegroom has the ring. It's such a pretty thing.
He puts it on her finger and the choir begins to sing. Does the spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight?
Always taste it on your napkin if you want to be polite.
Could you get a job as typist if you couldn't do it right?
Does the spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight?
Does the spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight?
Well, it makes a fellow shut up when he's dying to recite.
Would you give it to your parrot if he isn't cursing right?
Does the spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight?
Cruising the decades, 100 years of music history. If you know your oldies era music, you probably know the chewing gum version of that song, which was a hit in 1959 by British skiffle singer Lonnie Donegan. However, it goes back quite a ways before that. You just heard Billy Jones and Ernest Hare. Does the spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? It was released in 1924 by the Happiness Boys. That's the duo of Hare and Jones. And it was covered a few times, several different recordings leading up to the 1959 revival. And then it even ended up on the Muppet Show. So, you know, it was really a huge pop culture moment into the 60s and 70s. As we go to the Artie Shaw Orchestra in 1939. Our 30s selection this week is when Artie Shaw was working with vocalist Helen Forrest. And this is Day In, Day Out. This is a Johnny Mercer composition, in fact. Artie Shaw's orchestra on Cruisin' the Decades.
Thank you. happy of maybe seeing you. Come rain, come shine, I meet you, and to me the day is fine. Then I kiss your lips, and the pounding becomes the ocean's roar.
Show that parlays an obsessive lifelong collection of records and music history into a global broadcast of one song per decade. For over 100 years of popular recordings, you're hearing Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage on the best radio broadcast signals across North America and the world, AM, FM, and shortwave. This is Cruisin' the Decades.
The Singing Governor of Louisiana. This was a number one hit in 1945 when Governor Jimmy Davis was in office. This is called There's a New Moon Over My Shoulder on Cruisin' the Decades.
There's a new moon over my shoulder and an old love in my heart. Remember now that I'm older, what you told me the day we had to part. You promised with the new moon you'd be coming back to me, but many moons have passed and I'm waiting patiently. There's a new moon over my shoulder and an old in my shoulder and an old love in my heart. I remember now that I'm older what you told me the day we had to part. You promised with the new moon you'd be coming back to me, but many moons have passed and I'm waiting patiently. There's a new moon over my shoulder and an old love in my heart.
That's Jimmy Davis. There's a new moon over my shoulder, a big hit in 44 and 45. Now, he wrote that song, and he served as governor of Louisiana from 1944 to 1948, and then went back into office again from 1960 to 1964. Now, you may know that song by Tex Ritter. Tex had the original hit with it. Other artists to do that song include Jim Reeves and Bill Haley and the Comets and Wanda Jackson and Mac Wiseman and Moon Mullican. They all did that song. It's kind of a country standard, but I find that fascinating that he was a sitting governor in office while he was riding the folk and country music charts in the 1940s. Cruising the Decades. celebrates 100 years of music history. I'm Brad Savage. A special salute to our high-power shortwave radio listeners. We transmit all over the world on shortwave radio. We get listener reception reports and QSL requests from listeners all over the world. We're heard on WRMI Radio Miami International and also on Germany's Channel 292 shortwave from Rohrbach, Germany. And we're heard on WBCQ, The Planet, in northern Maine, right up near the U.S. and Canadian border. Shortwave is way cool. Let's get into the 1950s, the raucous rock and roll instrumental sounds. This song didn't need lyrics, didn't need a vocal. It was tough, and it's still tough today, nearly 70 years on. This is Link Wray and his Raymen on Cruisin' the Decades.
Journey, song by song, through every genre of popular music and recorded music history, from swing, jazz, folk, and blues, and the Great American Songbook, to punk, new wave, garage, and alternative. This is the global edition of Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage. 100 years of music, one song per decade.
We've recently lost a true legend of American popular and rock and roll music, remembering Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys, who passed away at age 82. This is the Beach Boys' first hit single from 1961.
Surfing is the only life, the only way for me now. Surf, surf. With bop, dip, 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 bop, bop, dip, dip. I got up this morning, turned on my radio. I was checking out the surfing scene to see if I would go. And when the DJ tells me that the surfing is fine, that's when I know my baby and I will have a good time. Going surfing, bop, dip, 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 surfing, bop, dip, dip, surfing, bop, dip, 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 surfing, bop, dip, dip. Surfing is the only life, the only way for me now. Surf, surf with me. Bop, dip, 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 bop, dip, dip. From the early morning
into the middle of the night. Anytime the surf is up, the time is right. And when the surf is down to take its place, we'll do the surfer stomp. It's the latest dance craze.
Surfing.
Surf. Now the dawn is breaking and we really gotta go, but we'll be back here very soon, that you better know. Yeah, my surfing knots are rising and my board is losing wax, but that won't stop me, baby, cause you know I'm coming back.
Going surfing, 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 surfing.
Surfing is the only life, the only way for me. Now come on, pretty baby, and surf with me, yeah.
Love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, well, life would still go on, believe me.
Go with two of them from Brian Wilson and the Beach Boys, including God Only Knows and Surfin'. Cruising the Decades, remembering a musical genius, Brian Wilson. I'm Brad Savage, and we're moving into the 1970s now with a British glam rock group called Mud. Virtually unknown in the United States, this song basically didn't even chart in the U.S., but it was a big hit in the U.K. and other parts of the world. In fact, it was the U.K.'s highest-selling single of 1974. They're in the world with Sweet and Slade and a lot of the glam rock, the early Bowie-type stuff. This group is Mud. Here's Tiger Feet from 1974. Cruising the Decades. Yeah. British glam rock band Mudd from 1974. That is out of the way, way back archives, deep in Brad's basement on Cruisin' the Decades. 100 years of music and one song per decade. Find all of our playlists and all of our shows on demand at cruisinthedecades.com. Now, as we get into the 1980s, another recent loss in music. Douglas McCarthy was the vocalist for the British industrial electronic group Neitzer Ebb, starting in 1982, founded in Essex, England. They had a number of albums into the 80s and 90s, and just a couple of years back did a tour with Nine Inch Nails. Well, we are remembering Mr. Douglas McCarthy, who has passed away at age 58. This is probably their biggest club anthem. It's really a chant anthem. It's from 1987 and their first big album, That Total Age. This is Neitzer Ebb with Join in the Chant on Cruisin' the Decades.
Go!
80s club goth industrial sounds, remembering Douglas McCarthy of Knights Are Ebb. That was Join in the Chant. This is Cruising the Decades, 100 years of music, one song per decade. A salute to listeners all over the world on great radio stations like KCLC in St. Louis and The Gamut in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. Hello to listeners on Armed Forces Network and the Eagle and Eagle stations all over the world at U.S. military bases and all U.S. embassies. It's the miracle of radio and reminiscing about all this music and movies and film and pop culture moments. The year 1992. See if you remember this film, Cool World.
During his 10 years in prison, Jack Deebs created his own world. It made him very successful.
You're Jack Deebs, the creator of Cool World, right?
Now he thinks he's going home to the real world. But he's wrong. Real wrong.
Welcome to my world.
You're not in Kansas anymore!
Freeze. Cool World, please.
I'm a cartoonist. I drew all this.
This is only a dream. Indulge your fantasies. Hey! Living.
Cool World.
We may not be real to you as yet, but we will be.
Cool World was a 1992 live-action and animated hybrid film by director Ralph Bakshi, and with voices and actors Kim Basinger and Brad Pitt and many, many more. It did... Well, it was kind of a box office bomb, really. Lost money, but has a cult following and a huge soundtrack. Music on the soundtrack included selections by Ministry and The Cult, The Future Sound of London, and Moby. And this one, the theme, Real Cool World, David Bowie, from the 1992 Cool World soundtrack on Cruising the Decades.
Love is delightful.
the studios of the Summit.fm in Akron, Ohio, USA. This is Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage.
Restless tonight, 'cause I wasted the light. Between both these times, I drew a really thin line. It's nothing I planned, and not that I can. But you should be mine, across that line. If I traded it all, if I gave it all away for one thing, and just for one thing. If I sorted it out, if I knew all about this one thing, wouldn't that be something? I promise I might not walk on by, maybe next time, but not this time. Even though I know I don't wanna know, yeah, I guess I know. I just hate how it sounds. If I traded it all, if I gave it all away for one thing, just for one thing. If I sorted it out, if I knew all about this one thing, I don't wanna know. Yeah, I guess I know. I just hate how it sounds. Even though I know, I don't wanna know. Yeah, I guess I know. I just hate how it sounds. If I traded it all, if I gave it,
Canadian band known as Finger 11. That's one thing from 2003. They are from Burlington, Ontario, Canada. We'll send that out to our listeners across Canada's north on CKLB, across Yellowknife and the Northwest Territories, way, way north toward the Arctic. Proud to serve listeners on CKLB, the voice of Denonday. One place we do not yet have a radio station broadcasting our show, but maybe we will soon, Iceland. That is where Of Monsters and Men are from. This is off their first album in 2013. Little Talks by Of Monsters and Men on Cruisin' the Decades.
So hold my hand, I'll walk with you, my dear.
The stars creak as you sleep, it's keeping me awake.
It's the house telling you to close your eyes.
And some things I can't even trust myself.
It's killing me to see this way.
and full of love.
Some days I don't know if I am wrong or right.
Your mind is playing tricks on you, my dear. Cause though the truth may vary, this ship will carry our body safe to shore. Don't listen to a word I say. The screens all sound the same. Though the truth may vary, this ship will carry our body safe to shore. You're gone, gone, gone away. I watched it disappear. All that's left is a ghost of you. Now we're torn, torn, torn apart. There's nothing we can do. Just let me go, we'll meet again soon.
Now we're
though the truth may vary, this ship will carry our bodies safe to shore.
Little Talks of Monsters and Men from Iceland, released in 2013. That'll bring us to the 2020s. And there's an excellent new release by Garbage from Scotland and Madison, Wisconsin. Well, Shirley Manson hails from Scotland. This is a new record, and the song is called There's No Future in Optimism on Cruisin' the Decades.
If you're ready for love, 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 if you're ready for
love, love, future, future, love, love, future. If you're ready for love,
It's the band's eighth proper album since their founding in 1994, Garbage. The new record is called Let All That We Imagine Be the Light. Cruising the Decades, 100 years of music. Find all of our playlists and on-demand listening at cruisingthedecades.com.
Over 100 years of music history. In the course of just 1 hour, you've been listening to Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage. This is the global edition produced for shortwave, FM, and AM stations worldwide on the leading independent community and music radio stations on the planet. This program originates at WAPS-FM, The Summit, in Akron, Ohio, USA. For correspondence or QSL, contact Brad at thesummit.fm. Thank you for supporting independent, eclectic radio broadcasting and signals over the air from all corners of planet Earth. One broadcast to an audience of many, simultaneously. A shared listening experience. Radio and 100 years of music. Join us next time for the global edition.